啊，咱今仔日查起的经文是记载伫《列王纪上》第二十章第一到二十一节。Our scripture reading this morning is found in 1 Kings chapter 20 from verses 1 to 21. 列王纪上二十章第一到二十一节，安尼讲：亚兰王便哈达聚集伊的全军，带领三十二王，带着车马上来围攻撒玛利亚，佮撤遣使者进城，据以色列王亚哈对伊讲，便哈达安尼讲：你的金军拢必归我，你的妻子儿女中最水的也必归我。以色列王回答讲：我主我王啊，倘以你的话，我甲我所有的拢归你。使者不来讲，便哈达安尼讲：我已经找遣人去见你，必你将你的金军、妻子、儿女拢予我。但明日约伫这个时间，我也要找遣新仆到你家，所扎你的家，甲你仆人的家，将你目中一切所喜爱的拢摕去了。以色列王召了国中的长老来，将因讲，请恁看，这个人是怎样的谋害我？伊找遣人到我家来，逼我的妻子、儿女、甲金银，我并无提示伊。长老甲百姓对王讲，毋通听叹伊，也毋通应允伊，因为安尼。以色列王对便哈达的使者讲：你甲我的主、我的王讲，王头一摆找遣人往仆人所买的，仆人拢异常，但这摆所买的我无异常。使者就去下服便哈达，便哈达佫找遣人去见亚哈讲：撒玛利亚的土分若够额，予底我的人，大家人每一杯，愿神免重重的刑罚我。以色列王讲：你甲伊讲，这滴开关夹的，毋通亲像汤开夹的夸口。便哈达甲诸王正伫张无来啉酒，听起这话，就对伊的神仆讲：排队吧，因就排队讲声。有一个先知来记以色列王亚哈讲：耶和华安尼讲，这大群人，你看去了吗？今仔日我的确将因交伫你手内，你就知影我是耶和华。亚哈讲：这着像安尼。伊回答讲：耶和华讲，这着群地成长的少年人。亚哈讲：叫上啊，带领呢？伊讲：必你亲自带领。安尼，亚哈所点军地成长的少年人，共有232名；后佫所点以色列的征兵，共有7000名。午间，因就出城，便哈达佮帮战的32个王，正伫张无来通音军地成长的少年人。成出城，便哈达的人去探望，因回报讲有人对撒玛利亚出来了。伊讲，因若为江河出来，要活掠因；若为拍战出来，也要活掠因。军队成长的少年人出城，军兵跟随因。大家人拄起敌人就抬，阿兰人逃走。以色列人对赶因，亚兰王便哈达骑马甲马兵杀甲逃走。以色列王出来城攻拍骑马，大大虐杀亚兰人。咱的经文读到这搭，愿主赐福以家己爱语。
各位平安
，Peace be to you。
这个时阵啊，这个以这个《列王纪上》的作者。 伊规个焦点对一个人的心上，现在要刻伫规个世界的舞台内面。
The author of First Kings had just finished focusing on one person, and now he is again turning his focus to writing about the history of Israel.
然后，互咱看到伫即款个过程内面，互咱了解咱个上帝是一个个人个上帝。
And throughout all of this, we understand that our God is a God of individuals.
然后同时我们的上帝也是世界的上帝。
But our God is also a God of the entire world.
是一个人的生命在神的手中。
One person's life may be in God's hand.
然后整个世界的局势依然是上帝的手中。
But the whole world is also in God's hand.
但是这个世界的局势，这个世界的军队赢输，
But as history unfolds throughout the world, how are victories and losses determined?
但是你若假使看这段经文的时阵，清清楚楚甲咱讲一个答案。
In this passage, we find the answer.
迄个答案是啥物？
And the answer is:
一个人若假使伊要瓦靠家己的势力官兵。
If a person relies on his own power or his ability, he will fail.
但是一个人若要瓦靠上帝的恩典怜悯，到落尾伊会打败赢。
But when a person looks to God for grace and mercy, then he will win.
兄弟姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
上帝给咱的真多恩典，唔是要让咱瓦靠。
God has given us many blessings, and they are not for us to rely on.
上帝要让咱用这款的物件高估上帝，上帝要让咱透转的靠给这款的物件，让人得到祝福。
God gives us blessings so that through them we can exalt God and we can also bless others.
但是唔是因为上帝让咱这款的物件，咱就瓦靠这款的物件来去。
But just because God has given us blessings, let us not start relying on these blessings and become proud.
你若假使看这段经文，你看到一项真强的事实，就是亚兰王本身的结果。
When you look at this passage, you see the end of the king of Aram, king of Syria.
你若看这个时阵，这个亚兰王会做讲真正真正强的一个国家。
Aram was a very powerful nation. In today's passage, we see one fact clearly. That under King Ben-Hadad, he had 32 kings that he ruled. Now, in those days, when a nation becomes powerful, many other nation would subvert themselves to that greater nation.
So you can see this place, he had 32 kings.
So here Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, had 32 kings who would voluntarily help him. His army was so great and so there are so many people that he described it such. He described it as such. In the passage a while ago, the king of Aram said, He said the dust of Samaria will not suffice for each person in his army to take a handful.
So, 换句话讲，我军队要将军的尘土带倒去吼，你无够也我退啦。
That means his army consists of so many soldiers that if each one of them would just take a handful of dust, there wouldn't be enough dust in Samaria.
所以你看，我军队是多个哈尼多啦。
That's how big his army was.
所以你看到讲哦，这个时阵阿兰王这个变。
So Ben-Hadad, the king of Aram, was indeed very powerful. Brothers and sisters, I think it's a good thing that if God gives a person a lot of blessings and that person becomes strong. If God blessed you greatly, if God gives you a lot of blessings, a lot of abilities, even a lot of riches, that's a good thing.
但是呢， But
when the king of Aram became so powerful, he committed one mistake.
And
because of that, he actually lost the battle. In what way did he make a mistake? His first mistake was that because of his strength, he oppressed others. Why do I say that? Now, Ben-Hadad actually sent a messenger to King Ahab. And he said to King Ahab, he actually said to Ben-Hadad, all your silver and your gold are mine. Your best wives and children are also mine. Your silver and your gold and your best wives and children. Now, at first, Ahab actually did not contradict that. He said, okay. In other words, Ahab was willing to give up his gold and silver. And if you even want my wives, go ahead, take them. I thought that was strange why Ahab would consent to that. Maybe he had a few beautiful wives. They were beautiful, but they were really a pain in his neck, so he wanted to get rid of them. Just because they were beautiful, it doesn't mean that they were good wives.
Well,
of course, that's not in the Bible. That's just my conjecture.
但是英文的翻译是 the best.
But in English, it says the best wives, not just beautiful wives.
So
But anyway, Ahab gave away his wives and his children. And then when the king of Aram heard that, he heard about this. And he made a further demand. He said, I want everything you have. I want your gold and silver. I want your wives and children. And take note that there is a difference here. The first time his demand was simply that he wanted gold and silver, wives and children. But the second time he said, I want all of your gold and silver, your wives and children. Not just the best, but every one of them. A second difference was that he even set the time, and in that he said, tomorrow my servants will go to you. And they will search your house. They will search your house and they will take whatever they want. Now, of course, at that, Ahab did not consent. Ahab called the elders of Israel and discussed with them, and they all agreed that it's not a good idea. So we ask one thing. Why is it that the first time Ahab agreed, but the second time he wouldn't? Well, the first demand was that Ahab would give what was asked so that there will be peace among the nation and that Ahab's country will then come under the rule of
Aram.
So the gold and the silver were for appeasing the king of Aram. The wives and the children were tokens of peace. They were a gesture of his being willing to come under.
但是这个阿兰王看见安尼的时阵，哇，原来有法通继续深一步，所以讲，我明仔日我要派人将你所有物件退去。But
when the king of Aram saw that Ahab agreed easily, he went one step further and he wanted all of Ahab's things.
然后这个时阵，这个阿哈王讲，未做，未做。
So Ahab did not agree this time. Because if he had done that, then his whole nation would be gone. Through a messenger, Ahab replied to the king of Aram. And when Ben-Hadad heard this, he sent a third time, a messenger. And this time, the messenger said, He said what we mentioned a while ago. He said that the dust of Samaria will not suffice for a handful for all the people who follow me.
In other words,
he was threatening them with an attack from such a great army. So you see, the king of Aram, Ben-Hadad, relied on the 32 kings that were supporting him, and he was relying on his great army to oppress others. And that's the way of the world. That's just so commonplace. In this world, whoever has the advantage, whoever is stronger, would want to mistreat those who are weaker. I think the Philippines is pathetic. In that, we are caught between China and the U.S. We know recently that there are some problems with the fishermen, the fishing boat of China and the Philippines. Well, that's one issue. And on the other hand, the U.S. would also want relations with the Philippines. So the Philippines is caught in the middle. Yes, they are both very strong countries, and we can't possibly go against them. Now, of course, we would never think of fighting the U.S. And we would never imagine fighting China either. And the U.S. Didn't expect that our President Duterte would not side with him. Now, of course, I'm not talking politics anymore. But I'm just stating a fact
that
the stronger nations want to be even stronger. It's fine that they're strong, but they also want to take under their wings the weaker nations. Now let me ask you, isn't that the same way in the business world? Yes, of course. What do businessmen talk about? The big tycoons, what do they talk about? They're always talking about taking over this and that companies. Well, that's the way of the world. Is something even worse. Is that it's happening even with churches. The mega churches, the big churches, want to take over or just swallow up the small churches. These are situations that we see often. Brothers and sisters, remember, that when God blesses us, when He makes us strong, it is so that we can bless others. It is not for us to become greedier and greedier and wanting to take over other people, in fact, to oppress them. Sometimes we feel, if I have the power to do it, why not? But that's the first downfall of King Ben-Hadad. Besides oppressing others, Ben-Hadad had a second problem. When he had all this power, he wanted to oppress others. But other than that, he also became very proud. And because of what he said to King using Ahab through the messenger the third time.
就是讲，哇，隆重亚撒玛利亚顶头，我的兵丁那够压退倒去吼。完神棒当的刑罚，因为这句话真严重的。
If every person in my army would just take a handful of dust from Samaria, there wouldn't be enough dust. And if not, he said, the gods do so to me and more also.
所以你看代表我看呐，我相信。
So he was boasting of how powerful he was.
啊，当年这个时阵，阿哈蓬就回答伊一句话。
Now, of course, at this point, Ahab replied to him.
用迄个你穿迄个花盖哦。你唔能亲像迄个烫花架嘅人夸口三档啊
！Ahab said, "Let not him who straps on his armor boast himself as he who takes it off."
所以换句话讲啊，你穿花架，你唔能未穿，未亲像烫花架三档，咁你夸口。
You're just putting on your armor. Don't talk as if you are already taking it off after the battle.
其实吼，这个时阵吼，阿哈王讲嘅意思是啥物
？What did Ahab mean？
到底到落尾上啊输上啊赢，你唔通夸口。
In other words, we still don't know what will be the outcome of the battle.
所以代表你看，这阿哈蓬看到什么啊？这阿兰王爷的骄傲底下。
Ahab answered the king of Aram according to his pride and arrogance.
你知人哦，有真侪物件吼，常常靠着这样的物件来夸口。
Many things make us proud.
但是会记得一项。
But remember one thing.
上帝真受气。
God.Is against God is opposed to the proud, to the proud and to the arrogant.
咱来读一段经文吼。
Let's look at one passage.
这个是这个箴言第六章十六到第十九。
In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19.
会晓汉文的，咱试读好不？
You know Chinese, let's read it together.
咱三合来读一下吼。
Proverbs 6.
然后你要读国语啊，做厦门话啊，写做。
Let's read it together.
来，一两三，耶和华所恨恶的有六款。念伊所思的心，所敬恶的隆重有七款，就是高傲的目睭，讲白贼话的舌头，留无辜人的血的手，妒夺恶计的心，白跑行歹的脚，吐白贼话的假见证，并兄弟中。
In Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 to 19, the Bible says, There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. Six plus one. But of all of them, what comes first? What's the first one?
高傲的目睭
Haughty eyes.
是代表人什么？骄傲
Arrogance.
那有人讲哈，专个这目睭生在头壳顶啊，对吧
？Sometimes we say this person has his eyes on the top of his head.
代表无看到人诶。
It means he doesn't look at anyone. He's so proud.
这你知影上帝真无欢喜哦，是上帝给咱恩典，咱靠专恩典来夸口。
God hates.The proud, because all that we have comes from God. God has given them to us. But sometimes we boast about these things that God Himself gave.
你看，在旧约有一个人因为骄傲变小气。
In the Old Testament, there was an arrogant king who lost his mind.
是谁啊？
Who was he?
Nebuchadnezzar. 在新约有一个人真看上帝所回事。
In the New Testament, there was a king also who was arrogant, and God killed him.
那是啥啊？
Who was that?
Herod王。
King Herod.
对不？真兵。
Now it is very evident.
人上帝不爱伊骄傲。
That God is opposed to the proud.
你知影Nixon， 美国总统 Nixon。
The President Nixon of the United States。
有一摆当伊去到中国嘅时阵，真侪人无见面，伊见面伊甲毛泽东握手。
One time he went to China and he shook hands with Mao Zedong。
然后伊讲一句话。
And he said one thing。
用现在全世界是伫咱两个人嘅手里。
He said, "Now the world falls in our hands, your hand and mine."
多去。
Well, soon after that, he returned to the U.S.
我唔知你知影佢什么代志发生冇
？What happened next?
Watergate 的代志。
The Watergate scandal.
佢就落嚟啦。
And he was taken out of that position.
恩典上帝荷兰，唔是俾荷兰夸口。
God gives us blessings not so that we can boast.
唔通啦。
Do not boast.
我最近咧看到
Recently, I read a story from the Jewish Talmud. It talks about a rich man's son talking to a poor man's son. He is boasting about all the riches that he had that his father had left to him. And you know how the poor man's son replied, the rich man's son? He said, oh, so you come from a long line of rich people. But you could be the last in that long line of rich people. But do you know? That maybe I will be the first of a long line of rich people in my family. You know what that means? Yes, you're rich, but if you're proud, maybe you will lose it all. And that's why the Chinese also say, the Chinese say wealth does not stay in a family for three generations. Now, of course, I'm not saying that in absolute terms. I have seen wealthy people who are devout believers in God, and they do manage to keep the wealth in the family for more than three generations. In the United States, we see many of these examples.
Jonathan Edwards,
like Jonathan Edwards, his descendants are doing well. And we give thanks for them. But I just want to say, brothers and sisters, that when God has given us blessings, they are for us to use to help others. Not for us to rely on them and become
proud.
Let us not be proud. Because with just a flick of the fingers, they could be lost. Everything could be lost. Last week, we came back from Hong Kong on a plane. We were about to land. And all of a sudden, the plane turned back up. About 5 minutes later, there was an announcement. You know what happened? The pilot said we were about to land. We were actually very close to the ground. And they saw that there was another plane on the runway. And if there had been a crash with that other plane, then I would be in heaven today. Well, many things are unpredictable. We never know. So there is really nothing for us to boast about. When Ben-Hadad became strong, first of all, he oppressed others. Secondly, he became proud. Thirdly, because of his power, because of his advantage, he judged the situation based on his power. Because of that, he misjudged the situation. Why do I say that? After he sent the third messenger to Ahab, what was he doing? The Bible says he was feasting and drinking in his tent. This is a situation where a battle is about to ensue, but he was drinking and feasting in the booths, in his tent. At the same time, it was reported to him that some Israelites were coming at him. And what did he say?
Oh,
He said, if they have come out for peace, then take them alive. Or if they have come out for war, just take them alive also. In other words, it's just a piece of cake. Just take them alive. There's no problem. Maybe they're coming to ask for peace. I'm sure they are now afraid because of my threats. You know, in life, we often assume that just because we are very powerful, then we are invincible. And because of that, we misjudge the situation. Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we see that in life. When we think we have the ability to solve our problems, when in fact we don't. Let me illustrate. Do you know that someone who drowns? Is he usually a good swimmer or someone who does not know how to swim? What kind of people tend more to drown, the people who are good at swimming or people who are poor at swimming?
Poor. Good swimmer. 我跟你说, 那些不会受罪的,
well, the poor swimmers rarely get drowned. Why not? Because they are afraid of the water. They go in the water a little bit. They go in the water a little bit and they want to get out of the water. They don't want to go into the deep water. Unless, of course, somebody wanted deliberately to hurt him. But usually it's the self-confident. Those people who think they're good swimmers and they could go way out into the water. Those are the people that usually drown. You understand what I'm saying? When we are too self-confident, we misjudge the situation. In China, recently, there are problems with two major telecommunications companies. One is Zhongxing. The other one is Huawei.
And
what's the problem with Zhongxing? The company is so big that they thought they could solve any problem. But then the U.S. refused to supply them with some material so that they almost closed down.
Huawei push 5G.
Huawei, on the other hand, wanted to push 5G. And then the daughter was arrested in Canada. Now, of course, I'm sure there are a lot of maybe political factors in there that we don't know about. But I just want to say, no matter how much money you have, you may not solve everything. Sometimes we think, I'm strong, I'm big, I'm rich, I can solve anything. Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, did just that. He miscalculated and he lost the battle. So, brothers and sisters, things are accomplished not based on how much ability you have. The strong will not always win the battle. In the end, who won? Ahab won the battle. And you might ask, how did he do that? How did he
win?
How could Israel, such a small nation with so few people, defeat such a formidable enemy? I can only say, it is only out of God's grace. It is only out of God and His mercy, first of all.
为什么我讲上帝怜悯？
Why do I say God's mercy?
因为你若假使看头前对第十七章一直看到第十九章。
Because if you look at the few chapters preceding this chapter 17 to 19,
然后你会看到这个所在，这个国现在北国是拜偶像的国家。
You see how the kingdom of Israel at that time was involved in idolatry.
然后你看到亚撒被欺的假先知，这群的人完全离弃上帝的人。
Jezebel and her false prophets led the people astray.
但是虽然罗贝可能看出耶和华是真的上帝。
Yes, in the end, Elijah showed them that Yahweh is the true God.
但是伊并且要爱将以利亚给拍死嘞。
But still, Jezebel wanted to kill Elijah.
所以，但是这款的国家来讲
，Now with that kind of a nation,
那假使我跟你讲，这是阿兰王来拍赢哦。
I wouldn't be surprised also if they were just totally destroyed by King Ben-Hadad. Because they deserved destruction. They had deserted God. How could Israel overcome Ben-Hadad? Because Israel no longer trusted in God.
But you see, at this time, God gave him victory.
So all I can say is that God allowed them to win the battle out of mercy. If it weren't for God's mercy, they totally did not deserve God's grace. So brothers and sisters, you know, today we are able to enjoy God's blessing. Only because of God's mercy. God does not treat us or repay us according to our sin. If God were to repay us for our sin, not one of us could stand before God.
So you can see this.
Ahab also did not deserve to win, but God had mercy. Besides God's mercy, God also showed His grace. Let's look at chapter 20, verses 13 to 15. A few things can be noted there. First,
是上帝主动差派先知去找亚伯王。
God initiated.By sending a prophet to Ahab.
是亚哈王去找先知，是上帝差派先知去找亚哈王。
Ahab did not seek out the prophet. It was God who initiated this. He sent a prophet to Ahab.
所以，换句话讲，在这个时阵，会赢未赢，是上帝派先知去，上帝的恩典临到伊底。
In other words, God's grace came to Ahab. God was the one that sent the prophet to Ahab.
第二项
，Secondly,
是上帝差派这个先知去解讲什么。
What did the prophet say to Ahab? He said, you will win this battle. Now, the battle had not been fought yet. But God foretold Ahab's victory. In other words, it was God's plan that Ahab would win this battle. That's the second thing we note. Another thing we could note here.
圣经里面讲讲，这个上帝可以真清楚知影，打赢这场战争，不是亚哈王你真牛啊。
The prophet made it clear that they would win the battle, not because Ahab was good in any way.
乃是有一个真重要的目的。
But there is a very important purpose.
这个目的是啥？
And what was that?
让你们知影耶和华。
That you shall know I am the Lord. That you shall know the Lord.
你看到不？上帝主动去做。
Now God took the initiative.
然后上帝说讲迄个结果，诶，这场战争亚哈王诶啊。
God foretold the outcome of the battle, which was Ahab's victory.
上帝则讲几个目的，是要何因认不耶和华。
And God stated clearly the purpose, which is that they might know.
Yahweh.
And God even showed the method, the way in which they would win. The prophet said to Ahab, lead the servants of the governors to the battle. How many of them?
232.
There were
232.
And even after having mustered all the people of Israel, he had
7,000.
And Ahab asked, so who shall begin? Who shall go first? And he said, you. So God even showed the strategy that they were going to use in this battle. God initiated. God told the outcome. God told the purpose. And God even told the strategy. So what's that? It's only one thing. It's God's grace. It's all God's grace. In other words, in the same way in our lives, we are here today because of God's grace and mercy. Recently, I've been reviewing the wars that Israel had gone through. The modern state of Israel. And there have been two important battles,
wars.
One is the Six-Day War. One
is
the Yom Kippur War. These two wars were very important to modern Israel. In
1967,
many Arab nations joined hands to attack Israel. Several big nations going against a small Israel. But within 6 days, Israel turned the tide and they won the victory. Even until now, we always wonder why Israel, being such a small nation, would cause such great fear in other people. And if you look at the Yom Kippur War, the enemies took advantage of the Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. On the Day of Atonement, the Jews were doing their rituals and ceremonies on that day. And so the enemies attacked them on Yom Kippur. The result of that war was that Israel took over all of Jerusalem, which had been previously divided. But if you think about it, who's Israel? How come Israel had been gone, it had not been existing for 2,000 years, but then they came together and revived their nation? They not only revived their nation, they are a tiny nation and yet they are very powerful. Only because of one thing. God's grace and mercy. Another amazing thing is that the Jews had not been totally assimilated into other cultures. We Chinese in the Philippines are here only for a couple generations and we are so assimilated. This morning, I was talking to a couple of people from Zhengzhou in China. And we were talking about something. We're talking about how in China, if you don't have a WeChat account, you can even go to the market and buy things. And so I was asking them if they could help me download some means of paying. And one of them looked at me.
用什么是巴拉?
I was asking how I could bala for when I go to China. And he was looking at me and said, what's that? What's bala?
原来他不知道巴拉是什么啊?
And I realized I had just mixed in a Filipino word when I was speaking Chinese to them.
然后另外一个说, 啊, 巴拉是现钱啊。
And the other one knew. He said, oh, bala means to pay.
然后你留要想, 巴拉, 大家都是有巴拉吗?
Oh, but bala is also not a Filipino word.
所以巴拉哦，哎呀，不是大家乐啊。
It's not a Filipino word.
巴拉是什么话啊
what is that? What language is that?
是菲律宾男人的特别的话，你知道不
？It's a distinctive Filipino Chinese word.
巴拉
to 巴拉 to pay.
你明白我意思啊？所以哈，咱真侪文化哈，慢慢啊，无记了啦。
We Chinese here in the Philippines have made up our own culture, and we have lost our pure Chinese heritage.
但是你看，以色列人依然保持了伊迄款的文化，安息日的文化。
Can you imagine how the Jews managed to preserve their culture for so many many years? They still keep the Sabbath and all.Because of one thing. Because God said, God would preserve His people. So the rise and of a nation is out of God. It's out of God's grace. The coming to power is out of God's grace. So, brothers and sisters,Let us not be like the king of Aram. When God gives us a lot of blessings, we should all the more be humble. And we should wisely use our blessings, our resources, to serve God and to serve others. At the same time,Let us not depart from God. Because all things can happen only by God's mercy and out of God's grace. And that's why we are who we are today. So let's learn one lesson. Let's learn to be thankful. Let's learn to be thankful. Be always thankful. Let's pray.天父上帝，阮感谢你，因为阮知影，阮有今仔日完全是出自你的恩典，甲你的怜悯。阮所有的一切，阮实在是袂配得。但是主，你帮助阮，既然得到你的恩典，互阮唔通骄傲，互阮唔通食着遮阮所有的，想要去骗别人，互阮也唔通食着阮遮所有的，伫遐得寸进尺。变做愈贪心，还是变做伫遐夸口，求主帮助阮，互阮乃是会晓用阮所有的去服侍上帝，荣耀上帝，甲去祝福别人。愿主接着今仔的信息，提醒阮着谦卑，提醒阮着感恩。安尼祈祷奉主耶稣基督的名。